This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, it's gotten to the point where so many people are donating kidneys, it's not even a news story anymore. Every time you turn around, somebody's giving a kidney to someone else. I had one friend who gave two kidneys.
No.
He's not with us anymore.
You get a kidney, and you get a kidney,
yeah.
And you get a
Oprah.
Kidney.
Oprah, that would be awesome if she did that.
I mean, it's not funny, but.
Yeah, no, you know, I have somebody in Walmart. I went to Walmart yesterday.
They don't sell kidneys.
Handing out little bitty cards about some, like, organ donation in China or something.
Really?
Yeah, like something shady going on.
Yeah, I don't want my kidney from China.
Yeah, well, it's weird.
Okay.
And she, I'm like, I'll read the card, but I didn't, obviously.
Yeah, and brought it up here, not knowing anything about it, to tell us anything interesting about it. I'm curious. I mean, it's like, never mind. So anyway, it's like not even a news story anymore whenever someone is giving someone else a kidney, unless there's a twist to it. And this story has made the rounds because a salon manager gave her kidney to the owner of the salon, and he turned around and did something very nice. He gave her the salon.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
This guy apparently runs a salon school, a haircutting school, and a couple of other salons. And so this manager had been with him for about 8 years. And back in 2018, she found out the owner of the salon needed a new kidney. So she got tested. It turned out she was a match. And the surgery went well. It happened last April. They've both fully recovered. And now they're in the news because Chet decided to pay her back by giving her the salon. He said that he basically was given a new life from this, and the least he could do was give her the salon and give her a chance to have her own place. So that's kind of a neat thing, especially since here at Intercom, we have to give our kidney. That's just part of our contract. They don't even thank us. They're like, you got to give one kidney.
And firstborn.
That's why I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I really have one.
I really have three.
I'm kidding.
No. But I think that's pretty cool. I've often considered this whole kidney donation thing because it does seem like one of the greatest gifts you could do.
Absolutely.
And we had a friend who needed a kidney. And so I thought about it for a while, and I decided, you know, I really need to find out if I am a match for him or not. And so I stepped up to the plate and thank God I was not a match. But, and, you know, had I been a match, I would have been forced to make that decision of whether or not I was going to, you know, do that. Because you look at your friend and you're thinking, I really need to do this if I can save his life.
You're thinking, how close of a friend is this guy?
Yeah, I know, right?
You wouldn't hesitate if you're a family, though, right?
No, not in a second. Yeah. I mean, for like, yeah, close family members. Now, how far out are we talking?
Mother-in-law.
Like your mother-in-law.
That's not thinking
not
that.
Far. That's too far. Within arm's reach.
That is mean.
But like your kids, obviously, you give up a kidney for your kids in a second. You'd give up a kidney probably for your parents or your, depending on how old they are.
How about your coworkers?
Wow.
I can answer that right now.
Yeah. That's a good question, though, Heidi. If one of y'all needed a kidney, I would take the test to find out and pray that I wasn't a match.
Do we have a choice in whether we take yours or not? I'm kidding.
You're like, Tom was a match. That's okay.
Yeah. That saves me even bothering the test.
Did you ever see that movie about the body parts that are, that like the arm was...
Yes.
What do you call it? Transplanted, and then it was a bad arm from a bad person, and it made the good person do bad things.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
So, you think that works with kidneys?
No, I don't think it works with arms either. But it was a good horror movie. But yeah, I think that's a good question. Who at work would you donate for?
Yeah.
Because there's some people obviously you don't have a relationship with. You're not going to even necessarily know they need one. You definitely ain't going to go test. But then there's people you've worked with for a long time, and you'd be sitting there going, man, do I look like a jerk if I don't get tested?
Yeah.
So it's all about what you look like, not doing the good deed.
Did I sound like I was saying that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I'd hate to make the decision. So if if I were asked, I'd just say, I don't have any kidneys.
That way. I already gave one at the office.
Tom doesn't have a heart, so hey.
Yeah. And y'all laugh at me?
Yeah. It's kind of like when the clerks ask you if you want to donate at the register. Oh, no, not today.
So, Cato, would you give a kidney for any one of the three of us?
So anyway, do you think that this salon manager and owner worked this deal out to begin with? He's like, hey, I'll give you the shop if you give me your kidney.
Oh, yeah, and then let's make news.
I think Cato just changed the subject. Hawk, would you give a kidney for anyone in here?
That's something I need to pray about, Tom.
Oh, wow. That's a tough crowd.
Would you?
I think I would.
Oh, really?
I do. I think I'd have to. How can you not do that?
You know what? He's image casting now.
What does that mean?
Yeah. You want to look good. Yeah. You want to look good right now.
I'm not. I'm thinking in my head.
I would feel so obligated to you for the rest of my life. That would be a nightmare.
That would be a nightmare because I would constantly be like, hey, can I have a bite of that? Zach, I gave you my kidney, God. For God's sake.
Tom would be with you forever.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. You got a piece of Tom.
Till death do you part.
Every time you go use a bathroom, I'm just going to be thinking about Tom.
I'm going with you.
Well, it's a good idea to be an organ donor. I will say that.
Oh, y'all sound really convincing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.